Hey, Mama, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I'm Dr. Jenna, and today we are in episode 74. It's Wednesday, and we are doing a weight loss week series where we're going to help motivate you to lose weight in time for summer bathing suit season and for summer shorts and summer tank tops and all the things that come along with summer and just being more active, right? We want to lose weight so we can move easily and move around with our baby and maybe push our baby in the stroller a little bit more. If you are here with us on Tuesday, last episode, we talked about how pushing our baby in the stroller can help us lose weight and engage our core at the same time. It's so good. So definitely go back and listen to that episode. But today we're talking about five sleep tips that helped me lose weight. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Today's spotlight review is from A Rose CP, best podcast for fitness postpartum. I'm so grateful to Dr. Jenna for bringing her knowledge to the podcast world. Listening to this podcast has been so helpful. I love all the tips on how to strengthen the core while doing everyday stuff and squeezing in core workouts in 1 minute or even 5 minutes. This is the number one podcast for abdominal strengthening and care during postpartum that I have found. Thank you for such a kind review. And if you are interested in leaving a review because this podcast has helped you in your postpartum journey, please share the love with me by leaving a review, by just scrolling down to the 5 stars, clicking write a review, and guess what? You'll get entered into our giveaway that we're doing for the month of April. So you could win a $50 Amazon gift card and a free fitness strategy session with me. I can't wait to find out who the winner is going to be, and I would love for you to be it. So just head on over and click write a review. Then take a screenshot and share it with me in Instagram DMs or in our Facebook group that's linked below. And that's it. You'll be entered to win. If you are loving this weight loss series, be sure to come back for the week before Mother's Day because we're going to be doing another series all about moms. And I can't wait to be giving you my best advice for being a postpartum mom and how to live a healthy lifestyle. We are going to go deep into all things fitness during that week. So definitely stick around because we're going to have 5 bonus episodes for the week before Mother's Day. But now let's get into the heart of this episode. We are talking about my 5 sleep tips that have helped me lose weight. All right, so what are they? Number one, baby's bedtime. Do you know what it is? Does your baby have a bedtime? This is number one. You need to have a structured bedtime for your baby. So get out your pen and paper because we are taking notes. And the first thing I want you to write down next to number one is your guesstimated baby's sleep time. Pay attention this week to see what time your baby starts to get drowsy and choose maybe 15 minutes prior to that and put your baby down consistently day after day after day for 2 weeks straight and get your baby to go to bed consistently. That's number one. Trust me, these tips are going to help you to lose weight. Wait till the end. All right, number two, I want you to have your own bedtime mapped out. What is your bedtime routine? What time are you going to bed? So number two is your bedtime routine. You need to know what time you actually want to turn out the lights, put your phone down, lie down, and actually fall asleep. This time needs to be consistent and it needs to be early. So it should be relatively close to the time that your baby's going to bed. You want to maximize sleep time in your household. So pick a time, maybe 30 minutes or an hour after your baby goes to sleep. Number three is keeping a water bottle by your bedside, because number four is stop eating very late. Okay, so these two go hand in hand. We want to have our water bottle by the bedside because that's the only thing I want going into your mouth, consuming, drinking, eating. I just want water at night. Keep the water by your bedside, because if you get that craving, I want you to remind yourself, water only, water only. Fill your belly with water. That's what you should be focusing on. Don't get that late night snack at night. It's not serving you any purpose. It's not giving you nutritious calories that are going to help you have energy for the day, because you're just going to bed. So just drink water at night. That's number three. Number four is stop eating at night. So I want you to stay out of the kitchen if you can. Get all that cleaning done well in advance and stay out of the kitchen for a certain period of time. What is your kitchen closing time? Is it 9 o'clock? Is it 9:30? Maybe it's as early as 8 o'clock. Can you do that? Try to have a kitchen closed time and then stick with your water bottle. And then the last tip, tip number five, is your wake up time. What time are you going to wake up consistently? Now, again, you have to pay attention to what time your baby typically wakes up. I'd like you to wake up 15 to 30 minutes prior to your baby's wake up time, because that is a time where you can do your fitness, your exercise routine. Consistently block off time in the morning to work out. And if you can't do 15 to 30 minutes, 5 minutes is great. I have a workout challenge where it's a 5 minute a day workout challenge where no matter what, before you leave your bedroom, you are doing your 5 minute workout, and you want to keep to the same workout consistently until you get in that habit. We're going to be talking all about habits tomorrow in our episode, and I can't wait for you to learn my amazing tips regarding habits and the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Habits are crucial for weight loss. So if you want to learn more about habits and how you can lose weight, definitely come back for tomorrow's episode. All right, well, let's review my five sleep tips that helped me lose weight. Number one, know your baby's go to bed time. Number two, have your bedtime mapped out and planned out and scheduled. Number three, keep a water bottle by your bedside and don't consume anything else. Number four, stop eating at a certain time. Pick your time that you are closing your kitchen. Number five, have your wake up time planned and structured, because you want to consistently have the same wake up time so you can fit fitness in. These are the five things that helped me lose weight. To be disciplined as a new mom, to have structure, has dramatically improved my postpartum recovery and my whole life as a mom. That structure has given me time to focus on meal planning, to focus on fitness, to focus on getting good rest and healing, and to focus on consuming more water. So all of these things have really helped me, and I know it will help you too. And remember to always live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.